This is Akashvani, the news read by Hingbia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Union Cabinet today approved seven major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their income at a total outlay of over 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Natural Resource Management. The Cabinet has also cleared a proposal to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, today over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. The National Portal for Unorganized Workers, ESHRM, has achieved over 30 crore registrations in the last 3 years. The Ministry of Labour and Employment said that since its launch in 2021, the portal has showcased a rapid and widespread adoption among the unorganized workers. The ministry said that it is coordinating with different ministries and departments to develop ESHRM as one-stop solution for unorganized workers. It added, this will serve as a facilitator to ensure seamless access of various government schemes to the unorganized workers and create awareness for various schemes. The ministry assured that the integration of social security schemes on ESHRM will help in saturation of schemes and access of schemes to left-out eligible ESHRM workers. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. ICICI Bank today said it has not paid any salary or granted employee stock ownership plan, ESOPs, to SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Buch after her retirement, other than her retirement benefits. In an official statement, ICICI Bank said Ms. Buch had opted for superannuation with effect from October 31, 2013. ICICI Bank issued the clarification after certain media reports claimed that Ms. Buch had been holding an office of profit and receiving regular salary from the bank and SEBI at the same time. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Surapet districts and took stock of the situation. In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Singhnagar area in Vijayawada in a motorboat this evening to oversee the relief operations. In Maharashtra, Parbhandi, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers causing closure of roads and highways. In Parbhani district, an Indian Army column comprising 60 soldiers and medical teams was mobilized today to assist the district administration in rescue and relief measures. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Day 5 turned out to be a memorable one for the country as Indian athletes won a gold, 3 silver and 2 bronze to take overall tally to 13. Indian star shuttler Suhas Yathiraj won a silver medal in the Para Badminton Men's Singles SL4 event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.